Well, g'day everybody and welcome back to the Hardball Gets AFL show. This podcast is brought to you by Mazda, 60 years in the making. It's the Mazda 60th landmark event. Secure a landmark deal on Mazda BT50 4x4 dual cab XT. Celebrate at your Mazda dealer or visit mazda.com.au. Today, this is the 2 minute trades. If you haven't subscribed to the podcast, please do that wherever you listen to them. Leave a rating, leave a review, and tell your friends. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at HardballGetsAFL. All right, let's get stuck in. This is the Hardball Gets AFL show. My name's Nick Rehan, joined by Zave Ellis. Zave, how are you, mate?
Top of the world, mate. Just dusting off a few war wounds over the weekend.
It's been a bit. We were planning to do one in the Friday grand final week. We all got a bit scattered.
We're blind.
Rhino's since taken off to the States to get away from it all with two small children, which he is regretting.
Yeah, of course.
Pretty much instantly.
Bad move.
Yeah, and we've kind of been nursing our wounds for a couple of weeks.
Busy time of year for everyone.
Yeah, it really is. You try to let off steam after a long season and sometimes you get into a little bit of trouble on the home front.
Absolutely. on the home front, as we realised as we walked in here today and caught up with a mate's fiancé.
Yeah.
Who wasn't overly thrilled with our behaviour on the weekend.
No,
but anyway,
we did see a video which was quite amusing.
Oh, Christ. We do push on, though.
Yeah. So what we want to do, very, very quickly, because we haven't touched on it yet, grand final. Fizzo, I felt like it was better than those times that Hawthorn were blowing people away
no,
as like
wasn't.
A neutral observer.
No,
you don't think so?
No, no way.
I didn't mind the Pickett story you could follow through the day, things
no,
like that.
No. It was the shittest grand final. It was worse than 07. It was horrible.
Worse than 07? Yeah, no, that's at least, a pretty big call.
But at least the Geelong players were all firing. Not even the Richmond players were just, it was good, really good team effort.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It still wasn't the best game I've seen Dusty play.
It was pretty good.
No, pretty good.
But not
like,
the bit, yeah.
No,
yeah,
but
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, he won the North Smith easily.
Yeah.
Pickett was good, but it wasn't dominant. Like, I hated it. I thought it was hopeless.
Oh, really?
Richmond, the best team, which is far too good, and GWS choked.
So do they genuinely have, like, I know it'll be a long summer, but does that leave any kind of lasting impression, or do you think that, like, you know, you just got to put that one in the back of your head?
Oh, I think it was that bad, you just put it away.
Yeah, you can almost...
Go again next year.
It was so bad that you can move on from it.
Well, they would have moved on at half time.
Yeah, you do have that long, that long to come to terms with.
They were so bad.
Yeah.
And, like, the guys who... And I know it was a couple of weeks ago now, but like Finlayson and those guys who,
just didn't
but they showed a little bit of spunk throughout the year and talked a bit of smack on the field.
Yeah, had one touch at halftime.
I think he had one touch for the game.
Oh, was it? Yeah, no, true. Yeah, none at halftime.
Yeah,
one for the game.
So like, but Harry Himmelberg was unsighted, popped one through late or whatever. But like, I think the guys that they, when it was good, were really good throughout the season, but that will probably push them on, I imagine, through pre-season, some of their own individual stuff.
Yeah, all right. So what we want to do now, we're going to get into the centre of the two-minute warnings. We're going to do two-minute trades. So rather than go team by team, we're going to go sort of player by player, the people who are on the table at the moment. Let's kick it off with Joe Danaher. So Danaher has requested a trade to Sydney, shock horror, after meeting him mid-season.
Do you take Tom Harley at his word?
Well, you can't. You don't want to say that he's telling fibs, but everyone in AFL tells fibs. So,
yeah.
You know, like, there was obviously something at that meeting which happened.
Maybe just highlighted how good Sydney is as opposed to ask for him to come.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I take him for his word, but what would you give up for Joe Danaher?
Well, I'd give up two first rounders. I know it's overs, but Sydney, you're going to get them back with academy kids. So I think they, of all the clubs, they've got currency, they'd be willing to give him up.
I wouldn't give him two first round draft picks.
Not for Joe.
How many times have he kicked over 50 goals in his career?
Two or just
once?
Yeah, and that was a 60 goal season as a 20, I want to say like 20, 21 year old.
No, I think he was 23.
How old is he now?
25.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. No, he's been All Australian once. Sorry. All Australian once. I think first rounder and maybe a third or something, but I wouldn't be giving up two first rounders and certainly not two top 10 draft picks.
Maybe if you Sydney, two first rounders are going to be two top 10s, aren't they?
Well, and but also people, when they're out of the game for so long, like he has been, a lot of the time players seem like they're better players than what they actually are. We're all forgetting, and I'm a fan of Joe Danaher and the tall, packs of packs. Is everyone forgetting he can't kick?
Yeah, true.
He kicks bananas from 30 out directly in front. Is that someone you're going all in on?
His best games have kind of been that ruck forward, haven't they? Like the Anzac Day one where he went into the ruck and dominated and then kicked a few.
He still kicked
range.
A few goals, though.
Yeah, but that's what I mean, the ruck forward split. And he's probably better from 50 than he is from 30.
Yeah, but I said to someone today, actually, one of the West Coast boys, I was talking to shit. I said, the difference between Joe Danaher and Jack Riewoldt, when it's Jack Riewoldt, you expect him to kick him from 50. When it's Joe Danaher, you're like, how do you get that through? Which is not someone I am piling all in on.
No, so does it get
done? I don't even think the team's fit Sydney. I think Brisbane Lions should just go mad for Joe Danaher.
Yeah, they're probably pretty comfortable. They did say today they're
comfortable with who though?
Yeah, I know they've got a couple of tools coming through, but I think they are one short too. Tim Kelly, he wants to go to West Coast. I'm getting the increasing. I spoke to a couple of managers today, and they said we are having clubs push back more than ever.
Yeah, it'll get done.
You'll get to West Coast,
but you know why they're getting pushed back more than ever?
Why is that?
How long's the trade period?
Yeah, because it's a week and a half.
Longer.
Yeah.
So
Wednesday, no, a week and a half. Monday, next Wednesday finishes up.
Is it okay? Yeah. Well, okay, righto. But anyway, it's going to get done. Geelong had all the power last year, under contract. The power, they don't have all the power like they're making out. Like,
yeah,
he will play with us if you know he doesn't have to. He's not contracted.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. So they force him into the draft free. I have a pick before him. Is the thing, but that, how often does that happen? A bloke goes, maybe this is the one where he is genuinely like they feel like he could better the team and it's not going to kick up a stink.
And I said the other day, I think people would be confused what I was saying. His own individual performance will be better at Fremantle than West Coast. Nothing to do with just the way Fremantle play with Fife sort of running their own show a little bit.
Yep.
As opposed to Shuey, Yo.
He'll have to fit in with them.
You fit in a system that's worked for a long period of time, whereas Fremantle, the system's still pretty unknown. The system's Fife.
And Fremantle, I mean, Fife went up at the Brownlow and sort of highlighted the system, which was there's two blokes who look after his man. And
Right. It'll get done. I'm certain it'll get done. I've said for 22 weeks that we play for West Coast.
Yeah. I don't know. I just hope that this is one of those ones where there is pushback and it's more than just he lands where he wants.
No.
And I hope that across the board.
Yeah, no, but also, they're not chasing a 21-year-old kid or a 20-year-old kid who's played two seasons like that.
No.
He's mid-20s. He's going to be 26 or whatever next season. So it's not like you're going all in on someone who's going to have a 10, 12, 13-year career.
Yeah.
You're going to get 5 years out of him. So that's also got to be taken into account.
So you just hope to win a flag in 5 years.
Well, five or six years.
I think everyone you bring in, you hope to win a flag
in that period. So you're not buying a long-term investment, really.
Bradley Hill, from our information today, it's pretty much they've both agreed to pick six.
Yeah.
He's on the table. They've just got to figure out the rest of the deal. Someone has floated that they would want, so St Kilda put pick six on the table and they would want a second rounder back as well. They don't really hold many cards here. Do you think that'll actually get to that point?
Dreen gets the point for Freo, who are looking for picks, probably. Yeah. It's hard. I don't know what Fremantle are doing. Are they trying to compete or not?
Well, I don't know.
Either. Yeah, we're bringing Hogan, Hamling, Lobb, those guys. Yeah. So I don't know. If they want to pick six, if they can get pick six for Brad Hill, I'd maybe flip a future something and just hope that you're better next year.
Trade future seconds or something.
Something like that. Yeah. Like
It can't be a two. They can't give a second rounder and Brad Hill for a first round pick when he's got 2 years on a contract.
Yes, 2 years, you've got him by the pills. I think St Kilda are going to have to bend over a little bit and just pick six, maybe something in the future. But Brad Hill is the best outside player in the competition, I reckon, last year.
He had a really good... That was his best year, wasn't it?
Yeah, I honestly think next door to Freo, West Coast, he'd be much better. They're desperate for a Brad Hill. Desperate for him.
Yeah.
But I think he's an outstanding player. Fremantle needs to... I reckon Peter Bell doesn't flinch.
No, he seems pretty strong on
that. He does seem strong. So even with Hogan, didn't flinch. Obviously, didn't flinch with Ross Lyon. He's showing a fair pattern that he's ready to play ball.
He's doing a thing, Belly, where he's talking up. So if someone asks him if you're trading for this player, and he'll tell you how good of a player he is. Best player, he's so good. But I'm not commenting on any potential trades that we're not interested.
Well, no, you look at we just spoke about Tim Kelly, but all of a sudden when the trade stuff starts talking, Joel Selwood, Dangerfield and all them start putting up Instagram posts like, love your brother. Yeah. Oh, my, like, come on.
Don't think that's going to convince him to stay.
Yeah, anyway, I think if you get pick six with a throw something back, pick six for Brad Hill.
Yeah, but you can't, I think it's not a throw something back. You have to get something, you have to swap something.
Yeah, but he's also a mid-20s.
John Patton to the Hawks.
Is he still in the league?
He's still in the league, and apparently he was not on an injury list. He was nowhere for a while.
It's the first John Patton update I've had in for God knows what. People tag me and John Patton stuff on Twitter. Just for those people, if you haven't caught up, first round draft pick, GWS were desperate for a big key body position this year. Wasn't on the injury list. Wasn't mentioned in anything.
It's like witness protection somewhere.
Mate, it's like witness protection. I mean. Christ, Lawyer X wouldn't be hidden as well as what John Patton was. But anyway, hopefully he gets his knee right. I'm not as high on John Patton's stocks as what...
he's had a lot of knees now.
But also, even when he didn't have his knees, did he ever rip games to pieces?
No, not really.
I think great for the Hawks to bring someone in. Great for GWS, they get something back.
And it's not going to be much, is it, this transaction? Like, well, a fourth, fifth round.
A Tom Scully sort of situation,
yeah, just
maybe.
Just flip something late. We can't use him anymore, but we want to get something.
Yeah, hopefully he gets a good run at it, but I wouldn't be getting him in the goal square and getting Mitchell Lewis.
No.
Yeah, he's the one that they're investing in.
He's kind of getting into Scott Gumbleton areas, isn't he? Where it's like promise, all the promise in the world, but you've had like nine knees.
The body just goes, well, Gumby's back was no good. But yeah, you hope that he gets a good run. You don't want to end for him and go, well, I was a number one draft pick.
Yeah.
Couldn't string games together because of ACLs, which are a disaster.
I did like his Ferris and Best speech. I think he said he was talking about Cornelio and how much good he was. He stayed and always be good friends. And
best mates.
And then said, but I was pick one and you're pick two, mate. So I always remember that.
it's a fair call. No, I think I heard him interviewed a couple of times. He's really big, highly invested in Hawthorne's medical staff.
Yeah. Well, that's what. Who was the last one? Was that Jager?
O'Meara, yeah. Scully. So we've had Sean Burgoyne, Brian Lake's knee.
That's right, it was Scully.
They've got a fantastic record of getting people with what they say, you know, degenerative knees or whatever, and doing a really good job with them. So hopefully he does get a good run at it, but I think it's a bits and pieces trade.
Yeah, let's go on to... Okay, here's one, Angus Brayshaw. So is this smoke, there's fire situation?
Well, there's a lot of stuff happening. So obviously his two brothers live over here.
Yes.
His old man's 1A for CEO role at Freo.
Yeah, his grandparents live here.
WA royalty with the grandparents. Yep. Is he happy at Melbourne?
Nobody would be happy at Melbourne this year, would they?
But would you say he was probably even an outlier on that group alone, being played out of position?
And it took him a while to get picked last year. What? He was in and out of the side early last year.
No, year before. When he finished second in the Brownlow.
That's what I meant by last year.
So, but I think play on the wing... Was he disgruntled, smoke, fire, draft picks?
Used to actually a Fremantle supporter as a child as well, strangely enough.
Yeah, there you go. So, I don't think he was a true second in the Brownlow or third in the Brownlow or whatever it was.
You wear a helmet, you get the votes.
He finished, I think, eighth in the best and fairest this year and seventh or something last year, whatever it was. But, I mean, if you can flip him and get him Fremantle, they need as many midfielders as they can get. First round draft pick that they...
Or if it's a Langdon going there, Brayshaw coming back and you give something extra.
Something else. I think you'd do that. But he is over here holidaying. I can guarantee that.
His family's all here.
I was with his younger brother over the weekend. He was just here with his family on a holiday with his girlfriend. So,
Sure. He's just checking out the Coburn area.
Well, sorry if you live down in Coburn, but you're probably not holding your meetings down in Coburn, are you?
No, I don't.
You're at the Shore House or something, and you're saying, we're just sort of along that coastline.
just down the coast a little bit. Yeah, no, he would be... I did laugh at Melbourne coming out saying Fremantle told us they're not interested in him. Well, I'd say a lot of people would be interested. They're not interested.
I'd say 17 other clubs would be interested.
Interested. Like, they're not completely out of this. If it was something to come up, 100%. They would take him.
And then they're dealing with Melbourne, obviously. So whatever happens there.
Let's keep an eye. Watch an act. Grant Birchall.
Yeah, four-time premiership player, been told no contract yet.
Yep. Which, have to wait to the end of the trade period
That's what everyone gets told, though, before yay or nay.
Yep.
I think Hawthorne would love Birch to go somewhere else.
Yep.
I think he thinks that would probably be what's available. If you can go somewhere.
Yep.
Is there a Chris Fagan, Luke Hodge situation?
I think it's that similar, isn't it?
But the only thing is, Luke Hodge never really missed... with injury. Birch has missed 2 years of football with a knee. So that's going to be a hard one for him to sell himself at 32 next season with having missed 2 years of footy at least on his knee. He's injured at the back end of his career, so it's a little bit like whatever. Tremendous player, but 32 next season, I can't see him at Hawthorn. I think Hawthorn's done. As I said, four-time premiership player. I reckon... probably if they were going to sign him, they wouldn't half say yes, half say no, if that makes sense. Like,
you kind of got to respect what he's given and just give an answer.
Yes, he wouldn't be a highly paid player next year either. No. So,
but I don't think that'd be anywhere. So like, someone will give
him... No, but if there was a spot, they'd go, here's your 150 grand in match payments as opposed to your 500 or whatever he might have been on previously.
Yeah.
I don't know. I reckon it might be maybe Gold Coast would be his best bet.
I think Gold Coast is the other one that's been mentioned. Yeah, and of course, Stewie Jew. And particularly, I mean, Brisbane are already looking at Callum Archie for that halfback role that Hodge is vacating. So
Callum Archie or Grant Birchall next year.
Oh, yeah, Callum Archie on the list.
Callum Archie or Grant Birchall.
Callum Archie.
For next year?
Yeah.
No, mate.
You think Birchall for next year?
No, if it's a 1 year, try and win a flag.
Oh, like 1 year in a vacuum?
Callum Archie couldn't get a game for the Gold Coast.
He was getting a game. He was just injured.
He was omitted at times at the Gold Coast.
Yeah, okay. Well, everyone's omitted at the Gold Coast at times. Doesn't give me anything about you as a player. Tom Papley, here's the one, which is still, I still can't get over. He's got 4 years on his contract.
Well, first point, how has he got a 4 year contract, Tom Papley?
Yeah. His manager did a very good deal, and Tom Papley's not respecting the amount of work his manager did.
It's funny, I heard Tom Harvey speaking, and he was talking about Joe Danaher, and we respect that he's contracted and all this sort of hoo-ha.
Yeah.
And then they go, well, tell us about Tom Papley. And they're like, other clubs need to respect he's contracted too. Like, 4 years. I don't know how he got 4 years. Fantastic season last year. Won the leading goal kicker.
Well, I think it was something like
fourth in the best and fairest.
He had a bunch of triggers that he hit all of them.
But how does it end in a 4 year contract?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because it would have been five because he didn't sign this year, did he?
No, he signed last year.
So he would have had a 5 year of Tom Papley.
Trigger.
Yeah, amazing. Oh, God knows how. But he's not worth a top 10 draft pick.
But he is with 4 years behind him. Like to shift a 4 year, you're going to have to give up a top 10 draft pick.
What do you mean?
Like to bring a bloke in who has 4 years.
Yeah, but that's a burden for people at times.
Yeah, but that's just the situation they find themselves in.
So you're saying that whatever club gets Tom Papley, Carlton, say, that it's a bonus that they've been lobbed with a 4 year.
No. I'm saying they'll have to give up overs because the bloke's contracted there for 4 years.
Yeah, I know to get him out, but sometimes. Four-year contract next to your name is not a good thing.
No.
You're like, shit. Yeah, they'd love to get Tom Papley on a two-year contract.
Yes.
So then if it does turn a bit pear-shaped, you can lower the base or whatever.
Well, they get to just change the they get to change.
Yeah, but Tom Papley's not going to move. But Tom Papley's just going to say, hey, I've got 4 years here. I ain't going to take a pay cut and put myself at risk.
Yeah, well, if a club's willing to give him enough that's going to tempt him out of that four-year contract, you can only imagine what the dollars are.
Yeah, is he Carlton type? I thought Tom Papley last year was great. The game he played against West Coast, he was best on. I think he got three.
I would have Tom Papley in any side.
Yeah, no, of course. But what would you give up for Tom Papley?
Well, yeah, probably not a first-round draft pick.
Yeah.
Wait for him to get down to 2 years and then go again.
So I reckon it's going to be a top seven or eight is what they're chasing.
And I think they're going to have to get it if they want to get it.
Yeah, well, Joe Daniel, of course.
Yeah, true. Josh Bruce. Weird one because Saints seem half happy to move him on. They've got some long-term plan to bring Ben King in, which wait and see on that. But they're kind of happy to move him on, but then they keep, like any club, keep trumping up his achievements and saying, we won't take pick 32. And I think the Bulldogs came out and said, well, we weren't going to give you pick 32 for Bruce.
So, I think he's worth 50, pick 50 or something.
Yeah, it's kind of, this is a deal where everyone kind of, no one's really like crying out that they've lost something.
Well, they've told him that re-signing's probably not going to be likely at the end of next year at a reasonable base or whatever.
So
whatever
you
got told.
Hold a bloke for that.
And then the Bulldogs, he's going to be there. I think he'd probably be in front of Shacky.
Yep.
But he's played some good years, Bruce.
And he'll kick 40.
He'll kick 40. He'll kick 40 next year. But what are you giving up? He's contracted. I honestly think pick 45, 50 would be a reasonable trade.
Yeah,
I think it'll help the Dogs because their forward line is
one other like mature key tall.
Yeah, and I reckon their back line needs one as well.
Well, they're looking to bring in Keith, and I think those talks are ready.
Well, there you go. Yeah, so bring Keith in, and away you go.
It's pretty like you're buying stocks in the Dogs, aren't you?
Yeah, I think you are. I think one of the people was saying that he was. Like, it's the perfect storm to get him for the Dogs. And here we go. Inaugural. Sorry, can I just read? Breaking news. Give me a ding, 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 ding. Adam Tomlinson will play for Melbourne for the next 4 years after signing with the Demons as an unrestricted free agent. Tomlinson played 140 games, 26-year-old, founding giant.
We've had one thing happen on the first day of trade.
Yeah, the versatile Tomlinson will join Melbourne after being draft pick 9. Where's the compensation? Tomlinson, pick 40. Tomlinson.
Well, yeah, now Richmond can't complain about Brendan Ellis because I would almost take Tomlinson over Ellis.
Would ya?
Have you ever
seen Tomlinson play well?
I've seen him play. I reckon it's line ball between those two.
I think it probably is, but I don't think either are probably dominant figures.
No, that's what I'm saying.
15 to 20 pick
Richmond
each week.
Crying foul over that. It's like, man, just relax.
No, but they had to, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to just be happy. You want a bloody flag.
Yeah.
Again. Jack Stephen.
If Jack Stephen's fit as a fiddle.
Yep.
And not pregnant.
Yes.
Tim Kelly going out, and again, Tim Kelly's mid-20s, Jack Stephens will be near 30. But
Geelong want to win the flag next year, so.
I see. Jack Stephens' very best games are unbelievable.
Yep.
Four best and fairest. So, in terms of next year, I don't think Geelong lose a lot if Jack Stephens is fit.
Yep.
Don't be wrong, you've got Tim Kelly for 6 or 7 years or whatever it was. You're going to only have Jack Stephen for one or two, I would say.
Yeah, but you still like Geelong all in. They need to win a flag the next couple of years.
100%. I think they're going to have... I think he's a better player than a pick 50. You know, if we're talking about Josh Bruce,
to
try and win a flag Geelong, and they have to, they're right in deep into it.
Yep.
I think if they can get Jack Stephen for pick 50, what's going on with his mental side of things and family and all that sort of stuff,
we'll see.
God knows. But I think if you can get him into your footy club, Jack Stephen, four-time best and fairest winner.
Yep.
It wasn't during the Rewalt dominant patch and all that sort of stuff. You still won four best and fairest. That's consistency.
Now Fife's won three.
Yeah, it's in an okay team as well. So it's consistency you don't usually see. So get him in the midfield. He has that power, speed.
Yeah. You're worried about him.
You are 100% right. But he gets tagged when he's fit and firing. So, I mean, I think that's...
More blokes to worry
about. I think it's going to be... If he's fit, healthy, both mentally, physically, I think he will be a great pickup for Geelong Footy Club.
Yeah, no, I'd agree with that. It's just... It made me think, you can hold someone over the barrel when the other side thinks they win a flag next year.
Yeah.
But then it brought me back to the Bruce thing, because I wouldn't be shocked if the Dogs won the flag next year.
Yeah, 100%.
So maybe Saints need to hold their line a little bit more. Next on the list, Jamie Elliott. So whittled it down to two. Said Melbourne, thanks, but no thanks. That looks terrible.
Mm.
I'll stick to Collingwood or Brisbane.
Why? So just a quick one about Brisbane. How we spoke about with Joey.
Yep.
Do you think Brisbane need more small forwards?
They talked about it today. They want Cam Rayner to go up the field and Charlie Cameron to be able to go up the field a bit more. So they want to bring him in and just have this like rotation. For those two rotate next to Elliott and Hipwood and McStay and whoever else.
But it's worked for them this year.
Yeah, I know, but didn't quite.
Yeah, no, but it did, because what they were a basket case.
Yeah.
First half of last season. Now they're finished first. Second
and Cam Rayner was nowhere near it this year.
Cam Rayner was diabolical.
And you expect him to get better.
Well, you hope.
Yeah.
Needs to get fit. If
second
I was him,
year blues.
You know, but even first year was a bit wavy.
Yeah.
I think that if Cam Rayner, he needs to be sewn to the arse of Lockie Neal or someone like that through the whole of
just
preseason.
To drive him all summer.
And just be, you are going to spew every day of this year.
Yeah.
You're going to eat and sleep and run. And that's it. He doesn't need the footy. He's one of those players that you could tell, like, he's highly skilled.
Yeah.
The footy part's not... That's the easy part. It's the fitness side, so...
You need to do the work outside of the club.
Sorry, Jamie, we knew something wasn't right this year. You could just tell that something wasn't right. I think a change for him would be good. Jordan DeGoey's gone past him. I don't think he's that star that Collingwood had there, that they thought they had.
Yep.
I think probably time for a good change. Fitness is always an issue with him, but, you know, what's he worth?
Yeah, well, he's a free agent, so they'll just get to compensation.
Well, it'd be a first-round draft pick, though.
It's good. It's a three-year deal on the table at Brisbane. I don't know what that computes to. No one knows what it computes to.
No, it's like, who are you going to offend with this call? I honestly think you'd be a first-rounder if it's done properly.
Yeah, he's more talented than the other person.
And you'd be paid highly enough.
Yeah. Next on the list is Zach Jones. Swans wants to go to St Kilda, but Saints... Sydney put out a statement saying that he wants to go to Victoria, and his preference is St Kilda. So,
well, Saints,
that's the old thank you very much. We'll decide where you go if you want to go.
Money's not going to be an issue at St Kilda, is it really?
Everybody seems to be getting paid at St Kilda.
Well, and then you take out Jack Stephen, who would have been one of their highest, and then you take out Josh Bruce, who would have been pretty handsomely paid.
Which is probably half the reason they're happy to move Josh Bruce.
Yeah, free up some space. You bring in Brad Hill, who's going to take a chunk, but you'd imagine it'd be more than what Jack Stephen was on, but not...
Not
it'd be an extra 10 or 15% more or something. So he's a good player. He's a very, very good player, Zach Jones. I think he...
Speed, skill,
tough as nails.
Angry,
doesn't step down, always protects people, their teammates.
Yep.
Averaged over 22 disposals this year. I think underrated. Sydney, when Bud's not playing, loses a bit of gloss to watch them, I reckon.
But I wouldn't have minded watching him in it.
But like if Bud's playing, I'm booking in to watch some Sydney. If Bud's not playing, you're like, am I going to go to the pub?
Friday, I got other Friday plans.
No, if you can get Zach Jones on your list, I reckon he can play more midfield too. I reckon he's one of those players. It's weird, Sydney. I know they had the base of Hanbury, Parker, Kennedy, all those guys, McVay. But Zach Jones seems to be a perfect sort of tough inside mid who can run with some speed and power. Yeah. He's always just played half back though. Like it's, I think it's time for him to even a new club, new lease. Because he's
something
playing,
about Sydney. They don't like moving half backs in the middle.
He's playing great footy there. And I you can get why he keeps playing half back, but I reckon he can be a midfielder.
Yeah,
not too dissimilar to his brother, but he's probably got a little bit more speed and spunk.
And that's probably he does. He's definitely more dynamic than his brother. His brother's workhorse. You know, been giving his everything to the club. But
Nathan was always an elite runner.
Yeah,
he was always a gun runner. Yeah, I reckon Zach Jones, if you can get him, and if I was Sydney, I'd be asking for a fair exchange back too.
Yeah, he's a young kid. He's at core of the... Every club needs to keep that core around, and they can't be losing for nothing. Dougal Howard, getting a lot of traction.
Oh.
Big key back.
So apparently he's going to be good.
He was pretty good this year, but Dougal Howard.
But the experts over there are saying he's age, demographic, size... physical ability.
Yeah,
he's a young leader of the football club. But it's funny how it's just all of a sudden snowballing into momentum. It's going to be the first number one draft pick overall by the end of the day when it finally happens. The way everyone wants Dougal Howard,
the Dougal Howard trade.
Yeah, you probably know a bit more than I do. But
I think it's St Kilda and North Melbourne are the two to put their cards on the table. But other clubs, I think, are apparently interested too. Everyone wants Dougal Howard.
Geez, it'd be funny if over the past 4 or 5 years, Richmond have gone all in on Josh Kelly, Andrew Gaff, Dusty Martin. And eventually they land Dougal Howard.
Dougal Howard on 1.2 a year.
I'm sure he'd be a good player. But it's a lanky key position defender that they don't grow on trees. But... I don't know what you...
I don't know what you're giving up for him.
Yeah.
But for everything Port saying, well, the more of the interest comes, the more you can ask for him. Yeah,
then I start looking at it going, if he's that good, why aren't you paying him?
Yeah.
And giving him a 5-year contract or whatever it is he's
put
after.
Put it on the table.
Yeah.
I do feel in this situation, it reminded me of Reece Shaw. It seems like he's having to do everything at North Melbourne at the moment. Like, I don't think Brady Rawlings can start until after the draft because he's got West Coast IP. Mm. I think that was the deal. So he's just having to do everything.
Yes, and
they got no CEO until the CEO's giving it away.
I would say that Brady Rawlings might have a bedroom out the back of Reece Shaw's house that just coincidentally he's renting off him or something.
Oh, well, just get in the mail and we have struck up a conversation.
Yeah. I still find it bizarre that the
talk about Dougal Howard.
Stand-in coaches are the ones that have taken the jobs. I find that bizarre on all the clubs. Rats, Shaw, Teague. I still find that bizarre.
Oh, he was always the number two man who just somehow was the best.
Best candidate. The one sitting next to him was the best candidate to the team that's a coach.
Sam Powell-Pepper, let's talk about this one. So this is an interesting one where his name's been bandied about a bit, but from what I understand, the club and he are both kind of in a situation of, I could be here next year, but see what happens. But we're quite happy. But
how high were his stocks after like round 10 of his career?
Yeah,
you would have got number one draft pick for him.
Oh, people would have given up anything for him, and then.
But he's always in. I saw him at East Perth, in his Colts, and then league days, when he's under 18 year, and he's just never been able to kick a football.
Like, a few flower bags,
but just bash and crash and tough, no doubt about that. But it's almost like the game. Well, not you need to be able to, when the times are heated in a game, to hit the brakes and hit a target. I reckon he's very caught in the dishwasher, messy.
Yeah.
I think he's a reasonable player, but
he's good. He is what he is.
I'm not chasing. I'm not chasing. If you're a successful team, if you're in the top eight sides, is Powell-Pepper going to make your midfield much better?
He's going to be... Look, you're probably not... depends what price you have to pay for him. Like, you'd bring him in.
But, I mean, he wouldn't play... So just quit the game. He wouldn't play in Geelong. He wouldn't play in West Coasts. Wouldn't play in Richmond's, obviously.
He might play Geelong's.
Oh, Danger, Kelly.
You chuck him in somewhere.
Where?
Well, I think he can almost play the same role that Cam Zerha plays at North Melbourne, where he always seemed to be able to kick well when the goals are in front of him on the run.
No.
Surely.
I'm going to walk out of this.
Mate. Well, in Colts he did anyway. that one game that I did in Colts. I think there's plenty of upside. Well, he is what he is at the moment.
He's only young.
You just hope there's upside.
Yeah, he's only young. Of course, and there probably will be some upside, but I'm not convinced that...
I'm not going all in on him.
Kicking's one of those things, mate, and composure.
Yeah.
He's very hard to learn.
Ed Langdon. Another one.
Probably another one not too dissimilar to Sam Peppa.
Yeah, just a bit quicker.
Quicker and can run
less
better.
Angry.
If you can... I don't think Fremantle will be too disappointed if Ed left because they're selling him at his highest point.
Yes.
He had gains where he had well over 30.
Yep.
Great. Showed some really good signs.
Another one seems to be all right with the goals in front of him, but apart from that, he'll just spray it.
He played a game, I can't remember who it was against, where he had 35 or whatever.
Mm.
And he was a 70, 80 metre player, but it was just launch it back to the opposition.
Again,
I think Fremantle need to get kickers.
Yeah.
So if you go, for example, I can't give a name, but it might be, say he's a B grader, Ed Langdon, you might have to get a C grader. But if it's a young C grader who can kick the footy, you might be able to turn that into a better piece than a B grader who's
a quick B grader.
A quick, messy B grader.
Yeah.
And like Brad Hill, I think, is the perfect winger because he can kick it. Whereas if you're running, dashing, and then the bloke on the end doesn't kick it that well, I think it kills you. And Ed Langdon, his progression over the last few years has been spectacular, watching from afar. So maybe that's the piece that falls. But again, it's pretty hard to improve dramatically in your kicking, especially when no club kicks these days.
Yeah, well, that's it. Once you get to the club, if you're not a good kick, you're not going to be a good kicker, are you?
Well, they only kick the balls four times a week.
Yeah.
The training.
Your GPS goes, a little radar goes off if you try to do bing, it away bing, from
bing,
the club.
Hip surgery, bing, bing, bing. You've kicked the ball four times. This is going to help. First round, Langdon? Second round?
I think it's the second.
Second round.
Yeah, you know, they'll argue for a late first rounder.
From Melbourne. So second round's probably picked 20 one or something 20. Anyway, so it's a high second. I think that's probably fair.
Yeah,
and I think it's for Fremantle, sad to see him go because he hit a level last year that he one of the true improvers under Ross.
Yep,
but I think there's a cap.
All right, let's quickly go Jack Martin, your friend. You're great.
I'm not a hater on Jack Martin. I just don't think you said two first round draft picks.
If that's asking price for... No, what did I say, two?
Two.
Yeah, okay, well, I'll stick by it then.
No, I made two up.
Surely it was one.
Yeah, it was one. No, it was high. You said it was high one. Top 10. You said top 10. Give me that.
Well, yeah, because that's what Carlton got, so that's what they'd have to give.
Oh.
But if they're going to give that after Tom Papley, they'd probably go pick in the teens.
Yeah, so we argue
picking
about
the
that.
Teens will do it.
Picking the teens, you reckon? I don't reckon Gold Coast is going to let him go for that, though. The Gold Coast, you've got a real Gold Coast mindset.
I've got a Gold Coast slant.
I think, and they're not going to let that go. They will get a top 10 draft pick. And whether Carlton have to stop recruiting GWS to listed players and package up a draft pick somewhere. But it's funny these days how teams, they're clever enough to go, we'll give you my second round this year and a future second round. Give us your top 10.
Yeah.
A couple of clubs in the window getting in free agent. However it all works. But it all just seems to unravel nicely.
Yeah, there aren't too many where you're like, oh, they paid massive overs for that. Mm. Or like,
what's the value?
Nobody really gets dudded. Oh, except for Gold Coast getting lucky.
The value of first round draft pick, I don't think, is as much anymore ever since Clarko started just flogging them off.
Yeah.
And like, yep, cool. See ya.
Give you three first rounders.
Yeah, give us the player. Yeah. Where I think the value now, which is why they say, well, Dylan Shill was two first round draft picks or whatever it was. Or, Jaeger O'Meara was this. And you're like, yeah, I get that. But it's the coach on the other end who just doesn't give a shit about draft picks.
That's why he got done for two draft
picks. Yeah, Essendon have flicked off all their first round draft picks, so they're following the same mindset of what's going on.
Yeah, and it's really not working out for him.
Jack Martin, okay.
First rounder next and a year, second rounder. First and second round. First and future second, let's say that. Done.
Next year, that's going to be one we're going to monitor every week.
The Jack Martin situation.
Yes, every single week.
Whether they got good value.
Yes. I'm not as high as what you are.
Yeah, I still see a big upside for Jack Martin in a good system. Dan Butler. He's got no love.
Has he got nothing?
Well, Silvani came out today and said, nah.
Yeah, we've moved on, but I don't. But did that mean that Richmond were in deeper with someone else?
Richmond were in deeper with someone else.
Or Butler.
Oh,
do you know what I mean? Like,
what's the currency for him? He's played VFL all year. Like,
oh, he's still a young premiership. He's still only 22 or something.
Yeah.
Premiership player. Oh, I think there's still currency for sure. He would definitely 100% be. I wouldn't be surprised if there was 17 other clubs that would say he's picked 50 for Dan Butler.
Yeah, either you'd get something like that. It's going to be like spare parts going to trade.
Yeah, but I think he'll, if he can, a little bit like Link McCarthy.
Yep.
if change of environment
could be good.
A little bit of, you know, a little bit of love. Those young players at a top club wouldn't get a lot of love.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's win now motto, not, oh, let's try and develop and, you know, you're in the VFL, we'll get you back in a month. And it's win now, and if seniors are winning, you're not coming back. So
I was going to say Gold Coast would just throw it up to get everyone in, but I
reckon your mob would be suited to...
Which one?
Fremantle.
I've got several mobs.
Fremantle?
Fremantle.
Yeah, small forward.
We need small forwards.
Yeah, no, I think that would be a reasonable fit if he was keen there.
I mean, they've got Switkowski, who's a very good pressure forward, but he doesn't kick goals. Mm. Like, you just need someone to kick some goals.
No, I think he's a reasonable player. Showed a lot of... Man, he was their number one lead the charge 2 years ago in their premiership. So, they just got overtaken by...
Talent like Shai Bolton and Sydney Stack came in.
Those guys sort of just went past.
Now Pickett's around. Like, yeah, you're not going to get a game there, so you've got to explore your options.
No, I think good luck to him. He's not a bad-looking fella too, I reckon.
Yeah, he's a bit of a rooster. He'd be flat. He wouldn't have played. He only just got the single-digit jumper number, and he would have only managed about 10 games in it.
Life member, though.
Yeah, everyone's a... Marlene Pickett's a life member of Richmond.
I don't mind that.
Nah, why not? I mean, you don't play any of the flags, so.
I got one.
All right.
Louis Taylor.
Oh, yeah, Louis Taylor. So Sydney flagged a bit of interest?
Yeah. As a Papley replacement.
Yeah, I haven't had any feedback from Darren Glass or anyone at West Coast yet.
I'm telling you, mate, he fits in that little forward pocket. Don't give up much for him. He's a little bit of a free hit. Willie Rioli's... it's fair to say unlikely to be there.
Yeah, I'd say he's not coming back next year.
I don't think we'll ever see Willie again, but... an easy sort of... Played a game last year, had 20 and 4 shots at goal, 25 and 4 shots at goal.
Yeah, he can play.
I just think that if you can get him on the books for bugger all...
Might as well do it.
Yeah, and he won the NAB Rising Star, so he's got some ability. I'd love to see him at West Coast. I think a lot of clubs could do with him.
Yeah. Do you think maybe Sydney are talking about it because they think that Papley's gone?
100%.
Yeah, so he's just in the new Papley.
A little bit like Tom Harley be whispering to Brisbane, can you just not mention this? Until we put up a big fight that we don't want to get rid of Tom Papley. Tom Papley off the Carlton. Beautiful Louis Taylor, thank you when you come.
That was quick.
And I don't want to sound like I'm pumping him up too much, but I just think he's a player that can play at the level.
He can play. And one of the few players in the AFL who wears his socks up too, so he's got that going for him.
And he's only 136 centimetres, so...
it's all happening. As we've seen these days, Richmond have done it with Liam Baker... we got Caleb Daniel at Western Bulldogs. He can be a great back pocket.
They go off half back, just a little stump out there. What was I going to say? He is in Brisbane as well. I'm not interstate away. Maybe he just needs to get back into a footy state and a different program. I know I've said
that's not
about
Sydney.
Well, yeah, good point. But you know, just a different program.
Yeah.
Sydney seems to always work.
Sometimes it just doesn't fit.
It's funny, how many players, and I've said it a few times today, just a different program or a different team, just... A little bit of love goes along. Because when you're out of the side, you get in a little rut, and then you get shitty on the footy club.
Yeah.
Then you'd miss out on a turn, then you get injured. And then
start
you're
to have an awkward conversation with mates who are getting picked every week.
Yeah. Oh, mate, we had your punt weekend. Yeah, good, 30 and 3, but we won by 100 in the league.
And you're talking about how you need to play, and your mate in his head going, well, actually, we're going all right with you, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah, who are you going to come in for? Link? You know, you just won the game for us against Geelong. Yeah. Sorry,
mate. Can't fit you in. All right, well, that's the trades for the moment. Other things come up. Gold Coast priority pick, what do you think?
I'm not as big against it as what everyone is.
I don't really care. Yeah,
I don't care either. And I think this is the AFL going, we rammed you first time by the setup we gave you.
Sorry about the demountables.
But I reckon this is the last offering of the joint.
Well, and it is. It's a pretty decent one over a few years.
That's what I mean. They haven't gone... Here's pick 15, and that's not going to do.
They're going, here's a legitimate thing that we think will help.
Yeah. And this then in chance. 5 years or 3 years, if it's not showing improvement, I reckon you get the fuel and you just torch the joint.
Yeah. Or put it on the back of a truck, send it to Tassie.
There's two we haven't spoken about, actually.
Who's that?
The Crouch Boys.
Oh, the Crouch Boys to Gold Coast. With that, I don't think that's real, is it?
Well, I know Brad. If Brad doesn't get 5 years, he's gone.
Big ask. 5 years and he wants a mil a year?
Well, I think a little bit less. I think the million might be Gold Coast money.
Yeah, right.
Which they have to pay someone. But
does they make, let's say Crouch Brothers go in next year to Gold Coast, does that make Gold Coast competitive?
Competitive. Better, yeah. Absolutely. Well, they're going to win 60 more disposals in the midfield.
Yeah.
If you are Adelaide in the window?
No, no. The window's open and everyone's jumping out of it.
So we laugh at Gold Coast being a basket case, which I still reckon Dewey and Mark Evans are going to do a great job.
Yes.
Adelaide.
Yeah, everyone's leaving.
A basket case.
Does anyone want to stay?
Their captain stood down.
Yep.
They don't have a coach. Their best and fairest winner wants to leave.
Yeah.
Did Matt Crouch win the best and fairest year before?
Yeah. I think he did.
So both Crouches, I reckon, could be on their way out. They're young, well, not young, he's mid-20s or 27, but Keith,
yeah, Keith,
gone.
Your big fine down back's gone.
Eddie Betts, gone.
Yep.
Cam
Ellis-Yolman, who seems like he's been there for 100 years, gone. First chance he got.
Who's making these decisions?
Well, they even said in the next 10 days we hope to have a coach. What?
Have you applied?
Yeah, I sent my resume for that 1 year at Colts.
I don't reckon anyone's bloody even putting their hand up.
Well, we won one game in that year of Colts I coached, and it then took office for playing unregistered players. But I feel like I'll be in the box seat at the moment still.
Who's going to coach them?
Yeah, I don't know. Even when Adam Uze's going for an interview and then deciding to sign a long-term extension at Hawthorn.
Yeah, weird.
Yeah, I don't know who's left. Is it Voss? I don't know. There's literally been no one else linked with it. There's some Roscoe? Of the names coming up now. He apparently said no. They asked the question and he was like, oh, no, I'm all right. Thanks.
But a real question?
Enough of a question that he said no to.
Because
They tried to... I think it was more of a question because they tried to play that it was less of a question. Oh, no, we were just sounding him out, seeing how...
Yeah, just seeing what he's up to.
Yeah, okay, that sounds like he definitely said no to
you. He's running for his life.
Yeah. No, thanks. Who have I got next season? What's my spine look like? Absent.
But Adelaide basket case, I get it.
Yeah.
What are you going to get for Lockie Keith? Alex Keith?
Third rounder?
I think he showed a little bit more than that. I think he gave him for a second.
They'll push for a second, but...
What are you going to get for the Crouch boys if they go?
Pick one and two. As a package with the two Crouch boys?
You reckon? I don't reckon that much.
Or pick two.
And I reckon pick two and maybe a second rounder or something for both.
That's a big match. Two good, very good players.
Yeah, but they're old and they're not in the window. So they're not old. They're not in the window.
Yeah.
Crouch boys know they're not in the window. Go get paid.
Yeah, true.
But all of a sudden you've got your own first rounder, which is Carlton's.
Yep.
Which would be pick five, whatever it was.
Seven.
And then three. But then the compensation, so whatever happens there. Then you get rid of Crouches, so then you pocket in there. If you're coming in as a coach, I don't think it's all bad. Adelaide's a pretty good club.
It's just a long-term play.
You're signing a five-year contract.
Yeah, I think coming in, you're the rebuilding coach, so you have a fair idea that you're not going to be there when they're good, though.
Well, you sign a five-year, and if you can't make the team...
At least you get paid.
Well, no, but you're no good if you can't turn around in 5 years.
Yeah, well, there's lots of people who tried. I don't know. I was trying to remember the other day who has rebuilt a club that stayed. Clark has obviously won. He came in, the Hawks were pretty, rubbish at that point. Damien Hardwick's rebuilt Richmond, you're right.
Has won flags or?
Had long-term Beveridge? Success.
Oh, long-term, okay. Well, he hasn't been
there. Well, but Beveridge came in.
They were a basket case when he came in.
Yeah, he turned around in a year or two.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. No, you're probably right. But there's a lot more people who get washed out from long-term rebuilds than
Simpson.
Actually stick around. No, that wasn't a rebuild, mate. Played a grand final his second year and then won a flag a few years later.
Yeah, that was shit when he turned up.
Oh, right.
He finished second bottom when he turned up or something.
Yeah, they had a bad... Like, the West Coast, they don't do rebuilds.
No, they don't.
No. Which is why Adelaide didn't do rebuilds either. But they need to. Well, we'll wait and see. They may have some kind of ace up their sleeve, but I highly doubt it this year.
No, there's no... Their ace is trade out.
Get so who are you this. As senior coach when you go in, 10 days or whenever, when they announce it? What are you going to do?
Oh, I think it's time for the Crouches. Because I'm a Crouch man. They're bloody good lads. But I think Brad wants 5 years, I don't think a club can give him five.
Not with his history.
No, and I think he's a good player, very good player. I reckon if you can package him up and get a big deal, Brad and Matt are happy.
Do it.
Because they're not in the window. They're not going to be any good for 5 years.
Suppose if you're going to get hosed by your own fans and everyone, and everyone's going, you just double down at that point rather than stretch it out. Yeah.
So you got Eddie going, Jenkins going, Texas
just,
about to go.
Like, oh, well.
You may as well just go bugger it.
Yeah.
Let's just cop it for one year. Let's just
pretend like it was all your plan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, these guys are going too. No, we meant to get rid of everyone.
I'm
going to
make a real statement. See you later.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for coming here, next. We'll do this again at some point, either this week or next. Make sure you subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Hardball Gets AFL. It's been the Hardball Gets AFL show. We'll see you next time.